Extra Points is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. There's no better place to make every moment more than with FanDuel. It has great odds and markets for the NBA, NHL, Major League Baseball, and so much more. Awesome new and existing user promotions. It's America's number one sportsbook because it's easy to use, because it's safe and secure, and because you get your winnings fast now. Winnings are delivered in as quick as 2 hours, and it's fun to combine multiple bets from the same game into a same-game parlay. Discover the most popular same-game parlays each day right when you log in. And if you're new, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started now. Sign up with promo code Extra Points so they know I sent you. Let's start the show.
Welcome to Extra Points. Now here's your host, Cousin Sal, and his good pals, Dave Damashek and Martin Weiss.
All right, welcome to the Extra Points Podcast, part of the Extra Points Podcast Network. Cousin Sal coming to you on a Thursday morning. Yes, spaghetti and meatballs fiddling with the knobs. We have Scott the Grizz Holmes filling in for babyface Joel Solomon. He's producing this mess, and joining me as always, my dear pals, Dave Damashek, Martin Weiss. Lots to get to, guys. NBA, NHL, NFL, golf. There's some golf news I think we should handle. But first, the biggest news on the board, our prop culture contest, extrapoints.com/arcade. Martin, how many pictures will Ayesha Curry's Father's Day post to Steph Curry contain?
I selected 1 to 2.
1 to 2.
That was what I did for my entry, so.
Interesting. All right.
Look out, guys.
Now, you're already wearing the gold cap. It's an elusive gold cap for many of staffers here. Hundreds join this every year, and the last two were won actually by staffers. Sheck, do you agree with Martin's assessment?
I previously have stated 4, so I'm going to stick with that number.
Okay.
That's what I entered myself in at 4 when I placed my my bets there.
Okay. I'm not going to tell you what I am because then you're going to change your I know how this goes.
You.
I know how this goes. But anyway, let's get to the gold here. They're going for the gold. The Larry O'Brien Trophy. Celtics, Warriors.
No, it's green. It's brown.
Oh.
And green.
Oh, yeah.
Brown
right.
wears green.
Yeah.
And then green, who wears gold, puts his brown on Brown's face.
There's
or
a
his
lot.
Buttocks.
Yeah.
What kind of behavior is that? Putting your tuchus on a grown man's face in front of millions of people like that. Outrageous.
You know what? You just
and then
to...
he has the gall and his teammates to get up on Mount Pius about it. Oh, they said bad words. Yeah, your teammate put his ass on a grown man's face on purpose.
Sheck, are you rooting for Draymond or Bill Simmons? I mean, that's really it. Those are the two right there. You gotta decide. Warriors.
Alien versus Predator.
Celtics.
Whoever wins, we lose. Except I won yesterday because what was my parlay?
You won a nice same game parlay.
Jaylen Brown over 23.5 and Celts -3.5.
You know,
winner, winner.
Mark, I was talking on another chain. Is Jaylen Brown like the top 5 player in the Eastern Conference? Is he 5? Who do we have? Giannis? What
Giannis,
do we got?
Tatum,
Butler.
Embiid.
We have to go Tatum.
I think. I mean, this is in no order, but I think you have to have Giannis and Embiid in the top
sure.
5. Seeing
the
top 2 MVP candidates. I think at the end of this, you're probably looking at Tatum in somewhere in that list. I think I'd still have Kevin Durant there.
Yeah, I don't know.
Butler.
And then I think Jimmy right now.
I think he's close.
I'll tell you this. Ask in January, and Jimmy will be nowhere near the top of that list, mm-hmm. but, you know, playoff Jimmy for sure.
Yeah. All right. I think he's creeping up there.
You know what he's creeping up? Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
Still a pretty good bet, not as good as it was before the most recent game. Jaylen Brown +300 to be the series MVP, as you have previously discussed.
Where have you heard
we
that
discussed
before?
We talked about it on -3 the other day as well. Really, as Sal's pointed out, it is a star award. Anomalous Iguodala is everybody's point of reference. He is
right. He
is the exception that proves the rule. It goes to a star. So who are the stars? It's either going to be Steph, or it's going to be Tatum or Brown, and the juiciest odds available belong to Juice Brown at +300.
I maintain, and the brothers, the Parlay Kid and Brother Bri had Jaylen Brown all over the place for Eastern MVP, I think at +950, and they were bummed when he didn't win. And I just I still think like a guy like Tatum could have 3 off games and still win this thing. This is what he did For that Eastern Conference, not even 3-0, three bad shooting games. He still puts up good rebound numbers, good assist numbers. 116-100 was the final, Martin. Typical, first of all, I had both. Martin's labeled this the Sal special, not me. I don't want to come off as arrogant.
It's the Sal special.
You give 9.5 on either side. Warriors minus 9.5 was plus 460. Boston minus 9.5 was plus 260. So you net 160. You just root for a game, I guess, like we saw. It just doesn't end up close. These games do not end up close. 116-100 started off close. I think it was 2-0 at one point. then the Celtics were up 18. Then Jaylen Brown went berserk. Then the Warriors fought back to 12, like a dozen at half. Then Steph and the Warriors, third quarter. We say it all the time, Shaq. Third quarter Warriors, that's the play. He lost his mind. It became a four-point game. And then
They got it even to 2, right?
Did they get it to 2?
They took the lead.
And then the Warriors. Oh, right. They took the lead. Yeah. They had a 2-point lead.
Oh, they did, right?
They did. Wow. And then the Warriors score 11 points in the fourth quarter, Martin. And that's it. That's all you need to know.
I just know this. I'm glad I got Jaylen Brown MVP at 10-1. Mm-hmm. And then again at 750-1. Because it's going to make up for all the bets that I've lost placing on the Warriors. Third quarter hit for me, though. But, I mean.
Yeah, that seems
pretty. Let me ask you this, Sal. You betting the Sal special.
Yeah.
I'm sure you're clapping as Steve Kerr, as he's pulling his guys with 2 minutes left. But when you watch the way that Boston ended Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals, 2 minutes seems like a very...
to get it back in there.
Yeah, not an insignificant amount of time. Like, Boston misses 2 shots in a row, you hit 2 threes, it's a single-digit ball game. Like,
Well, here's the other thing, and this might lend to why Kerr did this. Like, Curry's foot is messed up here. I don't think he's not going to miss Game 4. But I don't think you want to make that worse in a blowout in a game that there's 1% chance you come back, you know? So no,
but
I think that's why
I have issues with both coaches in this series, because first with Steve Kerr, mm-hmm. right, this is not the regular season. You just saw Jimmy Butler play 48 minutes in Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals. This is the playoffs. This is the finals. Why is Steph Curry playing 35 minutes a game? Why are you benching him this 5 for 5 minutes at the start of the fourth? What the hell are you doing? This is your offense, and you see you got nothing else. That's where they lost the game. Really is when he took him out. I mean, I get it. Scott Foster's calling every single foul.
Right.
And another thing, before I get to Udoka, you should be able to get your challenge back. If it's like the first half or first three quarters, and the ref calls a terrible call, and the coach wants to challenge it, you should get that challenge back, because Steph Curry did not touch for his third foul. I can't remember who it was. He didn't touch him. He didn't make any contact at all. But you can't challenge it because there's 7 minutes left in the second quarter. Now he's got to come out of the game, and it's directly impacting. But then you don't ever look at it back on, like, you have to save it for, you know, so he doesn't foul out. But that third foul still counts towards the six.
I get that. And there's that balance check, and I think you talked about it on -3. You want the fair result, but you don't want these games being 4 hours long. So you don't want unlimited challenges, but you want enough that you could be, you know, go back and look and make the game right. But
I think the time thing is a straw man, and it is so correctable to anyone who watches sports. Mm. If you're a dedicated sports fan, and I think we can describe ourselves as being that, don't you know the call after you see a couple of replays? It's 20 seconds. Yeah, you see the replays, like, oh, well, that's the correct call. What is the 8-minute jive about? What are they doing with that?
Why do they even have to walk over to a bed? Just stay on the court.
Right.
Just listen. Yeah. Just cut off the walk-ins.
You made your call, guy on the floor. Let New York City now handle it, removed from the passion of the crowd and otherwise, and what you already, and you're inclined as a human to self-validate what you already called.
By the way, let the refs be surprised too at the call. Let it an ominous voice come over the loudspeaker. Like, the refs were wrong.
Refs got
some Squid Games type.
We already have ghost refs. Yeah. Everybody in Miami remembers Struess and ghost ref deciding 2 minutes after the fact that bucket didn't count. So, obviously, we can go that way.
Yeah.
I also resent to Marty's point, what's bad is getting it right as strategy. Like that it's on the shoulders of the coach. Here's where I'm going to challenge. Don't you want to just get it right? Like, he used it. Like,
I can get this one right.
But I got it right. Why am I punished? I can't challenge another bad call by
an hour from now. Right, exactly. 52-26 in the paint. neither team was terrible from three, which is normally the game, the case in a blowout, right? But they were about the same. But 52-26 in the paint, Martin, the Williams brothers. Actually, they're not even brothers. 15 boards. So if the threes are even and the points in the paint, it's just math at that point, right? That's why the Celtics won.
Well, that's my other thing with Kerr. They went small, took Looney out of the game, and all of a sudden they're getting dominated inside. I don't know if you watched the last couple playoff series, but he's the only guy down there that you have. And, two, he can switch out and kind of guard. Now, he's not your first option, but he can switch out and kind of guard a Tatum or a Brown. And then also, too, my beef with Udoka, they get the Celtics are getting smoked defensively in the second half and third quarter. Well, who's starting the game and who's starting the third quarter, right? Yeah. It's they're going bigger. Like I don't, and then they're coming in with the pool and the Otto Porters and everybody else. But
I wonder how many are begging out of these games. And you brought up Steph Curry. Like not that he's begging out, but he never seems upset when he's on the bench. Where he's chewing on his mouth guard and everything, and all that. But it's kind of like when you see like a pass interference and like, well, the defender's not arguing, so it must have been a pass interference. Yeah. Like, well, Curry seems content to be sitting these few minutes, but then you look and he ends up with 35. It's like, wow, you got the Jimmy Butlers playing 46. I don't know what this foot injury, this ankle injury. Maybe it's more than it's letting on. Maybe there is a method to his madness. Like, look, I'll get my 7 threes, but you got to let me play when I want to play. That I'm not sure.
He still is a killer.
Yeah.
But, you know, simple analysis in advance of this series that I gave. And by the way, you mentioned -3 Coley, who's a diehard Celtics fan and NBA fan with some really good insight on this. Steph's going to get his and you know it. Mm-hmm. And like we talked about, the difficulty for him is the different looks that he gets by possession. It's sort of like a quarterback getting to the line of scrimmage and how they disguise zone and they're playing man or otherwise. And like, I don't know how you resolve that as a quarterback at the line of scrimmage. Saying like Steph, every possession, it just about like, that's bad when Time Lord, they diminish him as like, what's he matched up with Steph on the perimeter for? Man, that length bothers Steph. You can see it sometimes. And then the next possession, it's somebody different. Meantime, if you do, for all our talk, Brown and Tatum, one of those two is going to be the MVP. If you're a super optimistic Dubs fan, Andrew Wiggins is the fun bet to win the MVP because he's got to be the difference now. Don't you feel it's not going to be Jordan Poole? Andrew Wiggins has been good so far, right? Draymond's not going to get the MVP of the series.
That's 120-1. So.
But yeah, who's going to be the X crazy. Factor going forward? If they're going to, I don't think the Dubs
they don't
are,
win this
but if
series,
you think
if
they're going to win it.
No, if Curry doesn't.
Plus 12,000 is pretty fun, though.
Well, and, well, Klay Thompson is right there, too. Same number. Let's go over those numbers real quick. Tatum plus 120, Curry plus 190, Jalen Brown, it was mentioned, down to 3-1. You could have, you know, that's definitely shrunk. Marcus Smart, 33-1, Derek White, 50, Horford, 55, and then Klay and Wiggins are 120, and Draymond, 160. Mark, what were you going
to
say?
I was about to say, for the Warriors wasting Klay shooting the ball. The last thing I said on Lemon Pepper, if it's the last thing I say on Lemon Pepper podcast, it is going to be damn wrong. When I said the thing about Kyrie, and I say Klay Thompson under 19, is like, why don't you put your mortgage on it? Of course, he breaks it in the third quarter or goes over in the third quarter. But
disgusting.
Wasting
he missed like four layups in a row game two. So how do you have any confidence in
but
a
we need
lot
to
of
start
games?
A dialogue.
This
it's
is
time
right,
to have a conversation.
Go ahead.
Now, I think the only person around this table who would ever posit that they may be better at a professional than a professional athlete at the sport that they're a professional in might be Dave.
That's not true. That's nonsense. That's jive talk. Because I said I could, could lead a point scoring drive as a quarterback of an NFL team. By the way, I'm a team guy. My team would have to be very talented. I don't think I'd be better than any NFL.
All right, go ahead.
I said you're the only person that might even think to. Me and Sal would never.
I wouldn't think that.
You're the closest to making an outlandish statement like that. So good.
But so far in the NBA Finals, Draymond Green has more fouls than points. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, none of us are professional basketball players. However, we are professional podcasters.
We draw a check. Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
We're getting paid to do it. That's what I was told makes you a professional athlete.
That's
you get paid to do it. So if I'm getting paid to podcast now, that makes me a professional.
Right. We can't go back to amateur status because we've cashed checks.
1,000%. So I'm just wondering now, Draymond is more famous. Mm-hmm. But I think we got him beat at the podcast game.
Oh,
have you listened to the Draymond Green show? It's just 30 minutes of incoherent, but he's repeating himself a lot. You know what I'm saying? I'm just wondering, like, you know, look,
right.
He's got the basketball part down pat. Like, I'll give him that.
Mm-hmm.
I came close to saying I was better at an athlete. I thought I might be better than Ben Simmons shooting free throws.
Yeah.
But that was the closest I ever came. I will never, even though Draymond is fouling the hell out of everybody, can't hit a shot, the backpack, he's doing nothing at all. I'm just concerned. I'm just wondering about it.
Yeah. I'm with you.
I played high school basketball against Draymond. He was way better than me the entire time.
I'll give him credit because he's running off the court to do the podcast. That's the only thing I'll say about him. So maybe he hasn't had a minute to collect his thoughts.
I love that controversy,
so
too.
Crazy.
That he's doing a podcast.
I don't truly care that he is podcasting. Don't get me wrong. Like, I understand that you're only playing basketball for, 2.5 hours during the game, and then you practice, and you get your shots up, watch your film, and so on and so forth. Right. I imagine he's got time to do other things. Yeah. All I'm saying is the other things that he's doing is very, very public. It's not like he's like riding his bike on the beach.
That's true. Now, you know what, Chuck? You mentioned Coley. I'm trying to find some. Maybe I was a little too harsh on Celtics fans. I said they're all miserable scumbags. But it's mostly the ones I know. And I talked to our buddy David Callahan. He's like, man, I'm not a bad guy. I was like, yeah, you know what? You're right. He's a Celtics fan. He's like, man,
Coley is
like,
as guys... Boston as it gets, and he's likable. Hench.
No, Hench is not.
I don't know if he's likable, but he's, at least he's honest about it.
He bets against his team. He's all over the place with this. I love him. I love him to death, but he's in the scumbag group there. But all right, Coley and Callahan, let's see that. Martin, you have one to add? A Boston Celtics fan? You don't have to.
Who you like.
You don't have to.
That I know personally?
Yeah, it's all right.
First of all,
it's okay if you don't say anything.
I am a fan of Coley from back in the day.
All right.
But I don't know him personally. Just a fan of hearing him and Tyler go back and forth. But, yeah, I don't even think I could tell you.
I'll make the two exceptions right there.
A Boston fan. Yeah. That I have their cell phone number and could talk to them about what's going on. Yeah,
right.
I don't think I know any Boston fans.
Kevin Stevens, Mike Sullivan. Those are a couple of Boston bred.
Which Mike Sullivan? There's a million Mike Sullivans.
The hockey
Boston.
Coach.
We don't have to look for him. Let's just stick with the two for now. We don't have to, expand.
If I find one, I'll let you guys know.
Okay. Wait a second, though, Marty Weiss. Do you think you could? How would a game of one on one go for Marty Weiss versus Peyton Pritchard?
Oh, Peyton Pritchard would whoop my ass.
He'd whoop your ass. By what score? To 21.
To 21, yeah. I mean...
How would he beat you?
Well, first, he'd have the 21, and I mean, it really depends. Do I get the ball first? Like, if it's... Because if it's winner's
match... How dare you attack me and talk about how you would play ball with an NBA guy?
No,
how about Derek White? Would you score on him?
Can I finish my sentence?
Yes, I'd like you
to. If I get the ball first, the first thing I'm going to do is just shoot it from right there. I'm not dribbling the ball. If I put the ball on the ground, it's over.
So you could get lucky.
So potentially, I might get one.
Right.
I might get two.
Oh, okay.
So it's like maybe he doesn't take me seriously. He said the free throw line, I'm at the three-point line. I could make a three-pointer. Now, if he starts to step up on me, no, this guy's getting minutes in the NBA fucking finals. He's going to toast me.
Well,
and plus, two of the other things,
I don't think it's
he's
much
like five. He's like
he
5'11". So not only that, he's like
what's
shorter
score,
than me.
Jack?
So he would literally be like his whole game is just being faster. I don't stand a shot.
What's your score?
Could you get a basket on Derek White?
No,
21.
I told you the only scenario in which I'm getting that basket is if they're at the free throw line, they pass me the ball, and I get the shot up quick before they, like, take me seriously. But as soon as look, Kevin Durant or somebody who's, like, 6'9", they could stand at the free throw line, and I could be at the three-point line, get the shot off quick, and they still toss my
All
shit.
All right, Martin, Shaq hasn't answered yet, but let's say 21's the game. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say 6.5. As to how many points he thinks he can get on
me?
Yeah.
No,
you're what?
Barking up the wrong tree on that.
Which way are we going?
The limitation of Damashek.
Spaghetti thought you were going to say 10.
The sports limitation for Damashek is being slow afoot. Now, I do my best and often do overcome
that. That's the sports limitation, being slow.
With grit. And the cunning of a mongoose.
Oh.
Those two things.
Yeah, that's spaghetti. He got the try hard.
So that's how you're going to lead your team to a touchdown, but you can't put up points against.
I am as a quarterback. I'll go under center or I'll go into the gun, and there's going to be a lot of running.
Right.
A lot of running, but when it's all set up.
You're
going
to be running to the bathroom after you take the first snap.
You know what? Did you see Peyton Manning score on some bootlegs in the NFL?
Yeah.
Well, you think Peyton Manning's whipping Dave in a foot race?
I do. Yeah.
Do you really?
Yeah, of course he is. What do you think you could do in a foot race then?
I don't think Peyton's running much better than a
I think he's got 0.4 of a second on you.
Hey, okay, got, he would beat me in a foot race, but I'm saying he got to the end zone with no one within, not in the same screen as him as he runs into the end zone. The bootleg is where Damashek's going to die. But by the way, it's not it's not me running for an end for the end zone. I'm going to run a little boot action, roll to my left, and that's when... After all the runs, all a setup for my number one receiver. Go get it. I'm gonna give it to you. Hey, go up and get it. 50-50 ball. Let's go.
But you know, with the bootleg, you have to fool somebody. Nobody's really gonna need to
after
bite
I hand
it
off a number of times and we're making hay on the ground.
Yeah.
When I do that, like,
he
can
keep
that's
it.
What
if he keeps it himself, we'll
now,
get across the field.
For the basketball.
Ago, he completely admonished me for the idea that he would even compare himself.
I know he's running bootlegs.
Say a touchdown.
Now he's running bootlegs.
Yeah. I didn't say
now
a touchdown.
Now he's Steve Young.
I said point scoring.
Yeah.
Now, to the basketball question.
Yeah.
In high school, I went a former – well, he went on to go and play wide receiver at Wisconsin. He was a good – Billy Williams was his name. Mm-hmm. And he was also a really good basketball player. And the JV was practicing against the varsity. I'll leave you to guess which side I was on. Mm-hmm. And I got a real clean look from the
off
baseline
the court, with the
all
team.
By myself. And I remember feeling like I'm completely out of my depth against these varsity guys, the starting five. And Billy Williams was literally underneath the basket as the ball hits my hands. And I'm like, well, clean look. I'm going to shoot it. By the time I got the shot off, he blocked me from 20 feet. He got it
right.
Me. I have no delusion that I would be able
so
to
So just
score
make
a
sure he's
on
not on
NBA
the other
guy.
Side of the line of scrimmage on the bootleg, this guy who blocked you.
So that's what it is. You don't Williams. Have a quick yeah. enough release to get your jumper off, right. but you have yeah. a quick enough
mostly
release
it's,
to get
mostly
your
it's funny to,
5 yarder.
It's not as much fun to talk to you guys about this as it is to talk to pro football players about how I could do it because they get
right.
so upset. Right. Shaq, you'd get killed. You don't know. You would be dead. I'm like, I wouldn't be dead. They'd be like, Maybe. No, you would be dead on the field. Like a coroner Maybe. Would have to come
Guys
out.
Have died playing football. It's happened.
I would die.
I got one more question on the basketball before we move on.
Yeah.
So I'm not a parent. I'm not planning on being a parent anytime soon. But you two are. Dave, I don't know if you're expecting to be a fifth time.
He's always
oh,
expecting.
Heaven forbid. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm a clutch performer.
But I'm just
a vigorous lovemaker.
So, like, do you guys bring your kids to work ever? Like, you never brought them here. But like in your other places of where you're financing
what do you
your
mean?
Lifestyles, like do you bring your kids to work? Like because
oh, who else did it?
I don't understand the idea that I'm gonna bring like maybe if it's a baby I can get it, but if I'm bringing my 4 to like anywhere above age kid to the press conference, like his Draymond kid yesterday as he's going back and forth with this reporter he's picking his nose. He's mm-hmm. He's accidentally giving the finger to the reporters because you know because he's 4 years old and it's like 11:30 at night. And I'm just like, yo, I get it. Like if you have a baby, like when Steph brought Riley, I get it. Because it's kind of like the idea of like if she's probably fussing and crying if she didn't be with daddy or whatever. And it's like,
yeah,
oh.
I avoid it at all costs.
You won.
I avoid it if I can. But yeah, he's got an image, right? Maybe he's working on his image a little bit.
Look,
trying to rehabilitate
who, Draymond?
Maybe.
Hey, maybe that's what. Well, maybe have the kid. Maybe have your son on your podcast. But I just
he's
don't
got his
understand
own podcast.
The concept of you went out had 2 points. 5 rebounds, got kicked out, got fouled out the game,
yeah.
And you're going to have your – why is your 5-year-old here?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like you're at work. Mark, we're talking about this. Coaches need to wear suits, and kids need to leave the press conference.
Wow.
There. That's my take.
What time is it?
It is a little bit like a politician. It is a little bit like what's the great Christopher Walken movie, Dead Zone, where Martin Sheen holds up the baby. He's a politician, mm-hmm. and somebody's trying to shoot him, and so he holds a baby up so they won't do it. It is a little bit like your kids provide a certain amount of flack for you. It's hard to go at you real hard if you got your 4-year-old sitting next to you. But, yeah, to your point, a lot of people – I mean, Tom Brady didn't bring his kids to work. He went home for 2 weeks and was like, the hell with that. I'm going back to work, and you kids are staying here with mom. Goodbye.
You know what's weird we haven't seen? The kids now, we're kind of used to it. It's annoying sometimes, but we're kind of used to it. How about we haven't seen pets. We're gonna see a dog. Man. I think we're about a year away from seeing a dog. Like somebody.
Who's the snake guy? Who's the guy, the weirdo who wears a snake to parties?
Yeah,
that'd bring be that
post,
Hero.
Post press conference snake.
Gordon Hayward's gonna bring his Maltese.
What do you think? Like a Marshawn Lynch who didn't want to speak to anybody at all just brings like an exotic animal. It's just gonna freak everyone the fuck out. That's what. A couple of other things I wanted to talk about. So the odds are now -230 for the Celtics to win this thing. I love all Celtics, Boston's cheating things, but the rim being 2 inches higher, and it was 2 inches higher, right? The Warriors pregame and their warmups, like, hey, this is higher than we imagine it, and it was. That's just there's nothing. I mean, it's not like when they switched sides, they were going to lower it, right? That was just a bullshit. That was not.
I think it went exactly. No.
You think it was intentional?
Listen, I'm trying.
And then what?
I'm
and then they bring
to
it
live
down?
The 21st century life that most people.
But they switch sides.
I know, but it's but listen, conspiracy theorists don't care about the veracity.
Okay,
so
all right, let's see.
But I do think that there is a chance that in homage to Red Auerbach, who allegedly used to turn the heat up in June matchups against the Celts, Showtime Lakers would come in. Not only did they not have AC in the locker room, they would turn the heat up, which is the best. I like gamesmanship. I don't like the outright, Belichick, I'm videotaping you and I'm using that. That's not gamesmanship. That's just cheating. But I love that kind of crap. Like Al Davis used to, in the 1975 AFC title game, it was frigid in Pittsburgh. And he alleged that the Steelers ordered them to hose the AstroTurf outside the hashes to slide. Because
Shula against the Jets, right? And the AJ Dewey game.
That's the best. That's the funniest.
I like
the,
it too.
The best was but Al Davis was like, why would they do that? It would slow down John Stallworth and Lynn Swann too. And he's like, if there's one man who Mel Blunt fears in the NFL, it's Clifford Branch.
It's for one guy.
I love that kind of crap. I love dead spots on the old Boston Garden floor that only the Celtics knew where they were. That's great stuff. That makes it more fun. And I do think that the calculation could have been like, well, they'll catch that. Obviously, you're going to notice that the rim's off, but it's going to disrupt your pregame shooting. It's going to.
All right.
Jordan Poole was delayed by 20 minutes.
Martin, what do you think?
I think that there's a difference between what Dave is saying. I think is more in the spirit of home field advantage,
right?
But I think this is weird because it's like it's hard to say because maybe they would have lowered it. Maybe they would have came out and lowered it in between warmups and tip off, right? Because there's a period in time like guys come out for their shoot around, and then there's like a 20 minute period where they go back into the locker room and then they come out to officially warm up. So I don't.
Maybe it worked. I'll tell you what. The trifecta and I bet the Warriors to score 10 points yesterday first, and they scored the first two, and then lost 10-2. So maybe there was something to it.
I do think though. I think as you would realize almost immediately that the rim was the wrong height.
Yeah,
if
sure.
You're an NBA shooter.
Yeah,
but then they have to adjust it.
Yeah, then you
now
like,
it's 20 minutes,
and they're getting their shots in on the other end. Yeah, Boston -4 -214. Like I said, they're 230 right there. There you go. For the series 4-214. I'm going both ways again. Why not? Warriors -9.5 is +460. Boston -9.5 is +192. I know it's not fun. I'll just turn it on with 3 minutes left and see if it hits double digits. But Warriors +4 is my official pick. Martin, what do you
think? Taking the Warriors in four. They're not the better team. They're not the better team. Boston's a better team, and I just feel like Steph is just going to do it. I was ready for his MVP moment last game. I think he's going to have his MVP moment this game. You got guys like Dave Damashek talking about Andrew Wiggins, his finals MVP. Like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to get it.
No, but
if you're an optimistic Dubs guy. Then
he's saying if you want to waste money.
But the idea that it's even a legitimate, like the concept is not completely inane is a statement of itself.
Sure.
You know.
Check game four.
I'll stick with the Celts. I do understand the obviously Steph on down understands the danger that they're in here. It's not a must win, to be clear, but they got to have it. They can't go down 3-1 here and have real hopes of winning the series.
Right.
That said, I'm taking the Celts because they're the better team, period. You know, that's it.
All right.
It comes down to that, right?
I took the Celtics in seven, and so it makes sense that it zigzags. Also, they lost four games, Martin, in the last two series, four home games. So,
yeah.
That's also true that the Celts aren't great at home.
Yeah.
But, you know, professional athletes are more resilient than we are emotionally owed to.
Resilient, but still can't guard your bootleg. But overall resilient, yeah.
No, I'm talking more emotionally. But they're going to be very down after Damashek the Jew uses his southpaw to lead a
Was that your basketball
drive.
Nickname?
That's right.
Interesting.
Kosher Damashek Thunder. But I think that I do think that it's got to be an emotional gut punch that Clay did what he did, and they still lost. And it was, I mean, I understand that they got it tight at one point there, but it was kind of the Celts game pretty much for 40 minutes.
Right.
They wasted that Clay performance.
It and felt like it was a 50-point game for most of the first half. And, and you looked up, and it was like 8 or 10 or something. Yeah.
They know, they've got to know, like, well, that's what we got. We got Steph and Clay doing what they do. Wasn't that enough? Like, where do we go from here?
Yeah, I mean, so that's what
second
we do to analyze these games. We're like, well, yeah, they lost by this, but this one didn't perform. So they're going to get this guy back in top form. But yeah, 56 points from Curry and Thompson and, you know, make it, what was it, 74 from Curry, Thompson, and Wiggins, and they still didn't do it. Yeah, Jordan Poole's got to be a bigger factor. I'm not sure what to expect, but we got hockey tonight. Let's take a quick break, and we're going to talk about Spaghetti's Rangers. All right, game five, very exciting. Back at the Garden, the Lightning now have, well, they don't have the advantage, but they have the momentum. They won the two in Tampa Bay after the Rangers took the first two at MSG. It's minus 130. Disrespectful, Spaghetti. The Rays favored on the road, the Rays. The Lightning, minus 130, plus 108 the other way. Spaghetti, I want to check on you. Julie Stewart Binks was on yesterday. She helped counsel you. Her boyfriend is a fan. I don't know that it made
of
you feel any better. Yeah,
her
boyfriend is a big fan of Spaghetti's, yeah. Except he came on, he didn't have a shirt on, so I'm not sure. He had worked out, and then he didn't...
I kept the PG.
I mean, telling you, he is Martin Sheen in the hotel room in Apocalypse Now.
Right.
Follow Eddie Spaghetti on social media during the Rags games, because his rainbow of emotions is really... It's like Sheen he gets drunk, and he gets like... He starts doing karate in the mirror, and then he breaks the mirror, and then he bleeds on himself, and then he weeps hysterically. It's really...
Yeah.
It's some journey.
I would say, like, you
Heart
know,
of Darkness.
Meatballs, or who? Maybe it was you, Scott, the Grizz, asked me, who's the biggest character here on Extra Point staff? And I was like, you know what? It's seasonal. Like, right now, Spaghetti's got it. This is his month. I can't say it, but, Sheck, it's like you grade fruit. Like, right? The June plum isn't as good as the September plum.
Right.
But anyway, so right now it's Spaghetti. How are you feeling, Spaghetti, about this?
Not good. terrible. I think how Sheck described it actually is spot on. Tonight, I may have to even watch this game in public with our pal Harry and Ken, which is going to be a total nightmare for me.
for anybody,
I like
really.
To watch these games by myself in darkness.
You don't have to contextualize it. Watching it with Harry and Ken, that's enough.
Even if they win this game, and look, if you want to, I think the Rangers are getting a goal and a half at home, which is crazy.
Whoa.
So I mean, if you want to take that, sure. But
well, you got to stop with that, because every game, the Avs went to overtime, but these empty net goals, stop taking the +1.5.
Well, I think it'll be a close game, and I think the Rangers, they need to come out and score. I said this on 10 podcasts this week. They have to score first. They have to get the crowd into it. They have to kind of psych out Vasilevsky. But my whole fear is that even if they win this game, I'm still not sure they're going to rattle off one more win. I know the Lightning have to win two, but I'm just afraid that if the Lightning go and win game six, because, you know, Vasilevsky only has one loss now after back-to-back losses.
I'm just petrified. Win this 1-3-1, then you have the hot goalie. It just goes back and forth.
I know.
Right?
I'm just afraid that all their comebacks are gone. I think they kind of – it's just – the long series are weighing on the guys. They have a couple injuries now. I'm very, very nervous.
Let me
feel good.
Let me give you some numbers here. First of all, I'm taking the Rangers minus a goal and a half. That's plus 280. Four of their last five home wins were by two or more goals. And I get that Vasilevsky has the momentum and Tampa Bay is back in form, but it's a home series. Rangers – -1.5. I like Rangers +0.5 in the first period. They've won six first periods in a row at home. First period over 1.5 goals, which has hit 7 of the last 8 at MSG. Rangers, Rangers, Rangers. Sheck, what do you like?
I'm going to take, I'm not going to full-throatedly endorse the Rags in this one. This is a tight series. I will take the Rangers on the money line. Mm-hmm. And I like as a, I mean, deep in the weeds pick there. I like Chris Kreider to get four more shots. And
right.
As I'm looking for that right now, I'm also looking at your beloved goalie props, Sal. And I do find them a lot of fun, too. Igor over 32.5. I don't know about that. Vasilevsky over under in shots. Up. Oh, it just locked.
Saves, though, right? Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry, in terms of saves. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that Igor prop had hit, the Parlay Kid had it, hit like four in a row or something. He had like 96 saves in three games or something. But then, yeah, then it just, the shots, you know, like I said, you have like seven through one period. You're like, all right, that bet's dead.
I think, though, so Kreider, if he to get four shots on goal plus 186, obviously, he mm-hmm. pulls the trigger on the power play an inordinate amount of time for them. I do think, and, you know, Whatever, we've had many discussions about Vontaze Trouba, I do think Gallant is, I mean, for real. I mean, it is a straight line that Gallant's like, we can't play soft against these guys. And legitimately, right. If you pull away from it, I've done my best to do it. I'm vexed as a Penguins fan because the best player in the world or one of the top five players in history got headshotted, and that swung the series.
Don't roll your eyes, Spaghetti.
Well, that's true. I mean, that's inarguable. Listen, sports, physical sports, often you see Draymond trying to do it. His is more putting his ass on a grown man's face, but still, you know, physical play does have legitimate positive effects for your team. There is actual attrition. It's why Derrick Henry is better in the fourth quarter than he is in the first quarter. I do think legitimately, if you watch Kucherov out there and Stamkos, mm-hmm. I would be surprised if Gerard Gallant isn't saying to Vontaze, man, you know, get physical with these guys. You got to hammer these guys. And by the way, Kucherov does love among the superstars. It's a different game than what it was in the 80s. Watch him. He loves to dangle. He knows he has high skill all around him. He does. At the first sign of like, our team might get the puck. See you at the red line. Like he is gone looking for the head man pass all the time. I think Trouba legitimately or somebody else, they're going to be like, we got to cut that down. We cannot allow. I mean, that's you know that ended the game.
This conversation takes place, and then everything's right.
Well, I know it takes place.
How many
I don't think
hits
Trouba
would it take Trouba
it.
To knock you out?
If Trouba has a 5-year-old daughter, she could knock me out.
If it's 21 knockouts, game to 21 knockouts, Sheck gets 6, Trouba gets 20, eventually 21.
Do you have to start first?
Sheck, you hit a big 7-1 payday, right? 750?
Yeah, that was a good one, right?
Yeah. What was it again? I mean, now I can't remember.
Kale McCarr,
3 or more points, and he had 5,
went
right?
Went up to 5, yeah.
Beautiful. Martin, you won your bet. Actually, I didn't check. You had like the Blue Jays minus 1.5 or something.
Yeah, they won by 10.
They won by 10. That's pretty good. Not good. Astros over 4.5 runs. That was a bad, bad beat for me. And they had 4 in the second inning and actually batted in the 9th inning as of a home team and still couldn't get over 4.5. But there is money to be won this baseball season. Swing for the fences on FanDuel Sportsbook right now. New customers get $200 in free bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. Just sign up with promo code Extra Points to get in on the action. FanDuel lets you bet the money line, home run props, strikeout totals, and so much more. Plus, you can combine your bets for an even bigger payday with the same game parlay. If you haven't tried FanDuel, now's the perfect time to give it a shot. Just join with promo code Extra Points. Turn a $5 bet into $200 in free bets, win or lose, exclusively on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. I have a same game parlay up there, right there on the FanDuel. That's a banner. Yankees minus 1.5. I hate to say it. They come back after a big loss yesterday to the Twins. Cole, 6 or more strikeouts. LeMahieu gets a hit and over 8.5 runs. My official pick play of the day is going to be Yanks minus 1.5. 5 of the last 7 Cole starts that ended up being wins were by 2 or more runs, an average of almost 5 runs, 5-run gap per win. That's my play of the day. Martin, you have one in the major leagues as well.
I do. You know, I played high school basketball against DJ LeMahieu.
You did?
Second high school basketball reference for me today.
Wow. Yep. This is getting to be something else.
My baseball betting strategy is to bet against bad teams, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go ahead and take the Red Sox on the money line. The Angels have been in a complete tailspin.
Yeah.
I've been profiting off of it since. They just, you know, they're terrible. And
they have Ohtani on the mound here, and they're a favorite, right?
For that point, to that point, they are favored. To your point about Ohtani, I also like Rafael Devers. I think FanDuel phrased at least two bases.
Mm-hmm.
He's had seven game
total bases. Yeah,
at least two total bases. Mm-hmm. He has a seven game hit streak, and it's that plus money. All right. Last time I saw it, and he rested yesterday, so he should be active and ready to go.
I like the national treasure bet going against the Washington Nationals, but Steven Strasburg's back out there. I don't know what to make of that. He's making
his return.
Boy, is there a, he has to go down in the annals as one of the most recurringly injured
stars of our
Remember the whole thing?
Like, oh, do we give him the innings? Do we pitch him in that one World Series? Although I guess they ended up winning the World Series.
But they should have pitched.
They should have pitched.
I stand by that. Sure. They should have run him out there.
Now forget it. Now
I have two questions, baseball questions for you, Sal. Mm. One, when do we begin with Aaron Judge, the Barry Bonds home run single season record watch? Because it is it's getting to that place of like, you do the math, like it's plausible he could do it. One, and two, with your Metropolitans playing as they are and the Yankees playing as they are, you get to choose it right now. Do you choose, if you know the Metropolitans are in the World Series,
right?
Do you want that smoke? Do you want that heat?
I mean, I had this dilemma years ago when they played them in 2000. The World Series. Is that what you're saying? If they play the Yankees,
you could
in the World
choose.
Series.
Do you want the Yankees or do you want the second best team?
We got to get the monkey off our back. Let's take the Yankees at that point.
Courageous.
We got to do it.
I like it.
Have to do it. I hate it. Judge, to your first question. Was it years ago? Tino Martinez had like 30 at the All Star break and ended up with 45. I think it's still got to be 100 games in before you consider it. He's got 22 now. I don't know. I still think it's very
early. Reached, like, baseball season has that flow because it's every day where I remember it with Kevin Mitchell. What did he wind up with, 47 or something
that
when he was on the Giants?
That
it felt like he was hitting one every day. If you watch sports, oh, he hit another one, when in fact he didn't even hit one every three games.
Yep.
But the Judge thing,
they'll just end up
vibe.
Blocking you eventually. That's the problem. Right.
Well, not when he's batting leadoff, though.
No,
that's
true.
What's weird with him.
And you got a bunch of double-digit home run guys around him, too. So, but that's going to be interesting. But your play of the day is officially the Rangers, right?
Mine, yes. I will take. I was going to shift over and be cute with Kreider, but that is the weird thing, not to get deep in the weeds. But with the Rangers, the weird thing with them is they have so much high powered offensive talent. Mm-hmm. It's strange then when they go through long stretches of games where it's like, what the hell are they doing? And people start talking, like the Barry Melroses of the world fall back on vapid pap about, like, they're playing with passion. They're not playing with passion.
Right.
Like, well, I think they care. I'm guessing that both teams are interested in winning this game. But it is weird how they can just be a zero offensively for so long, given the guys that they throw out there shift after shift.
Yeah.
It's strange.
All right. Rangers, Red Sox, and who do I have? The Yankees. Ugh. Ugh. What fan bases. My God. And we have to talk to Sean Watson. This Jenny Vrentis did a marvelous job exposing him. Put real sports to shame. Mm. Definitely put the Houston DA to shame. I get this. He said, she said, cases are tough to win. But for God's sakes, man, there was so much out there. This guy averaged a new masseuse every week for over a year. That's spectacular.
It's wild that the idea that somebody else would actually investigate this was a shock to like real sports. They just focused on the lawsuit, right?
Yeah,
like, they didn't necessarily
it was unsatisfying,
going to
the backstory.
But it was like, because they didn't really go into, but like, because this was the question I ultimately had was like, all right, if 22 at the time people are coming forward and saying you did something. Mm-hmm. Am I supposed to believe that this is the first time out of 22 that you did it was to the first part? Like, no, it's probably, stands to reason, it's probably a pattern of behavior going forward.
Right.
Which is why part of the reason why I'm like, dog, I don't want this dude to be on the Saints. This ain't over yet. Mm-hmm. Like, this is all going to come out and blow up in somebody's face. And the way it's going to be real ugly because he's probably guilty of all of this stuff. Or, you know what I'm saying? He probably did. Whatever, he's guilty definitely of making a whole lot of people feel very uncomfortable.
I can't believe they couldn't get an assault charge out of this. Right? Really? Like, indict him for assault or something. But
making people uncomfortable is the dust up of today.
You're jerking yourself off.
Like, what the hell are you doing, you weirdo?
Yeah.
The only reason you get away with that at all is like, well, then why did some women sleep with him? Right. Why did they go back? Why did they allow it to continue? Because it's the superstar of your local football collective. Pro football is very popular. A guy walks through the door and it's Deshaun Watson of the Houston Texans. They get a different.
It's like, why did the Warriors suck shooting threes last night? Oh, really? They went 3 for 26. Why did they make three? Like, well, all right, they made a couple, but still, overall, what the hell's going on here? I'll never understand the whole thing. Like, well, he can have dozens of women in Houston. They'd line up and gladly have sex with him. I guess it's the challenge, right? It's the challenge. Like, these are girls who are women who are not willing at first, per se, and that's the challenge for Deshaun Watson, right?
The thing weird for me about it is ostensibly he was doing like Instagram massage therapists. Like, they're not real licensed for the most part. It's like Instagram massages. Like, we had Instagram models, Instagram therapists. Like,
sometimes it mattered whether it was therapeutic. Sometimes it didn't. Right.
But he essentially was using them as sex workers, which you could have just hired sex workers to give you a massage.
Not a challenge.
And then it wouldn't have been, like, you know what I'm saying? Then maybe you got a prostitute problem. You get caught, you like,
on his rookie deal, though. He didn't have the $230 million.
Well, so that's the difference, Martin. So your Saints, the Falcons, the word is that all these teams were vying for Watson.
This is right.
And then the Haslams came to him and said, what do we have to do? Like, you have to guarantee. You have to guarantee my whole contract, and I'll come to you. And that's where he is. And then they went on the bullshit thing, like the Haslam's like, yeah, our daughter's vetted the rest of the way. It's like, okay, what are we looking at now? So what are you going to want picks back now because the Texans weren't fully transparent? Like, we knew about 1 through 22, but 23 and 24, where's this coming from?
But even though, like, the Texans, I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to say that any of the reporting was incorrect, right? But, like, you can't, from the reporting, you can draw a line and say the Texans should have had an idea that something was going
on. They're probably going to get in trouble, too.
Right.
They are in trouble already.
Yeah. I mean,
they're brought into the defendant. Yeah.
But, like, I don't know. If Extra Points was sending me to Vegas every month for a work trip, I got to go do something at, you know, wherever, and I end up killing a person every time I go.
Ooh.
I'm just saying, it's like, you thought you sent me to murder people. You sent me that I was doing something along the way.
Yeah.
I don't want to sound like I'm making a.
Hold on, did Martin just admit to killing someone during my birthday? And
I think
Vegas?
He said. Yeah. I also think he says he can out-report Jenny Vrentis. One. I don't even know what that means. How many times he can out-report her? First of all, obviously, it's not he said she said. It's he said she and she and she and she and she.
I don't know the pronouns anymore. Yeah.
Said so. The preponderance of people who are saying exact same things separate, you know, they're siloed from each other. Not now, but they were. And they keep saying the exact same charges, same accusations. You know, I understand if you're a Browns fan, it's not your responsibility to defend your new QB. But don't act like you don't understand what's going on. One. But I think you're exactly right. And this is. Me get on up on Mount Pius. The NFL and professional sports leagues aren't required. They're not courts of law. Mm. But it does show, you know, how sort of cynical they are about the only thing that matters is winning. Because they all clearly, what you can tell is Andrew Berry and the Haslams got swept up in this Deshaun sweepstakes. And there was cover in the numbers of the teams that they were vying against. We got a bid. Well, they're going for him, and here they're going for him. And this stink. There was some, you know, collective sense that, well, this isn't going to wind up in this isn't going to wind up being terrible for us having this guy in our franchise.
I think the collective sense was the idea that it was over.
Yeah,
right. It was
right.
Over
I said that at the time. I was like, no one else will over.
No, but he lied. And I almost don't even blame him for lying. He lied he lied about his intentions. We know that he's gone back and it says, well, a happy ending is something that happens. Oh, no, I wasn't in it for a happy ending. But it does. Like, he definitely lied about his intentions. He definitely lied when they asked him, well, is it possible that someone else can come forward? It's like, No. Of course he's going to lie at that point. That's what you want to do, right? It's the only way you're going to get the contract is if you lie. That's like the most admirable thing he's done.
By the way, I don't want to throw anybody wants to defend him. And there are people
out there.
Rusty
Harden.
Yeah.
Rusty Harden, exactly. Listen, hey, present to me Linda, the 59-year-old heavyset masseuse that he also sprinkled in among all.
He's looking
for him on Instagram because he can see what they look like. So he knows who he's booking.
Sure.
I mean, it's ridiculous. It's indefensible. You can't pretend as though, like, what's the big deal here?
The one thing I'll say is, and I'm sure the league will screw this up at some point, but at this point I'll defend them. Like, they must be like, you know, look, Haslam's scumbags, obviously Watson's scumbag, DA inept. The league, though, I don't know what they're supposed to do at this point. I know you say it's like, well, they allow these big contracts, but they already shelved them for a year. There were no criminal charges. They must have been like, what the fuck? You really can't get an assault charge here to justify us putting them out for another year or something, like Trevor Bauer, like same kind of thing. I think the league will eventually screw this up. I don't know that they have so far.
But the measure you just laid out doesn't hold water because they've shut other guys down who didn't have criminal charges, one. And two,
they took him out a year, though.
But so the most recent example is Calvin Ridley. He didn't commit a crime.
Yeah, right.
And he's out for a year, so it's just a... I know everybody
rides
a little
too hard. No, I'm with you, but he's already been out a year. So how many years are they supposed to, just because it's in the news, they're supposed to keep him out? I don't know.
Undoubtedly, Andrew Berry and the Haslams, if they could wish this away, they would, right?
He's back on the Texans, and Baker's the Browns quarterback, and we reset? Are we allowed to do that?
I guarantee you if they had a time machine, if you hooked them up to a lie detector, they wouldn't be like, yep, that's our guy. He's a good guy. Yeah. I mean, the Myles Garrett, for him to be the mouthpiece, too, for some of this, too, to say, like, I wasn't there and neither were you. Mm. It's just all hearsay. Like,
right.
You relied on hearsay to sully another guy, and that will mark him for the rest of his days, Mason Rudolph. And for him to say, hey, it's not, this is his actual quote. Hey, it's not every, I don't know what happened, but it's not every day that a guy takes the entire offense to the Bahamas and pays for it. And he's been respectful to the coaches. And from what I've seen on the field, he's really good at football. Those are the three comments he made. Like, what do any of those three things mean? By the way, I'm not legally bribing them, but what's he doing? He's buying your loyalty. That's why he took you to the Bahamas, to ingratiate himself to you guys so you don't badmouth him.
Martin, I think a couple days ago, or what we try to guess how many games he'd be suspended. I think we put it at like 9.5.
And I didn't take the Browns win total under. I sat there.
Oh, those numbers are gone for a while.
I told everybody who listens, take the under, because Deshaun Watson is not playing more than 7 games this year.
Do you still think that? Or I don't think he plays at all this year.
I agree.
I don't know if we see him for a while.
I think it's going to be hard. But, like, for the league, like, what the NFL needs to do.
They're 10-1 to win the conference still. They're still fifth in the AFC.
Unfun bet.
Well,
unfun bet.
It's unwinnable. Jacoby Brissett is at least half the year.
No,
second toughest division, most competitive division, I think.
It would be great if the NFL did not leave this up to individual clubs to decide. Like, if the NFL had some type of, a morality clause, for lack of a better term, or something that, like, bro, if you're accused of sexually assaulting 60 people, you can't play football.
So like, what's the number then?
I don't know what the number is, but it's got to like come.
Because
I mean,
he's just saying they're all lying at this point. So.
I mean, I get that. I'm not trying to, but I don't know what the number is or what it is. But I just know this.
I mean, with Bill Cosby, we had a number like, 3? Oh, wow, 11.
All right. Bill Cosby couldn't have done it to all of them. Right. It's like, well, you do it to one, you're still capital R rapist, bro. There you go.
It's crazy.
But like, it's not like we are at a lack of football players. Like, that's just the thing. Like, Deshaun Watson did not play last year. I personally did not miss him. And I'm not throwing, like, if he had gotten hurt in training camp, right? Like, if you, none of the things around him. Would you have noticed that Deshaun Watson wasn't playing football? You would have thought about it every time you saw the Texans play. But, like, we weren't at a lack for great quarterbacks, as Dave loves to say.
It's going to be tough to marvel over Deshaun Watson 25-yard touchdown run at this point.
So, I mean, I just, like, rooting for him if you're the NFL, I really truly feel like you can spare Deshaun Watson and tell him you can't come play here no more. Like, you know, and then I think you'll find the next guy.
I told you the cover – The owners are, and again, these are old billionaires.
That's the key. They don't care.
The old billionaires, do you think they really care about the morality? I'm not even.
No, but also the Players Association is going to fight like hell to get this contract to stick.
I hear you, but I think they're going to try to shut him down for a year. Now, I was talking with our guy, Neil Coulong from USA Today, and he's pretty savvy about these. He said, you know, and you're obviously have your law degree. Deshaun Watson, if they shut him down for a year, he'll sue them.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
So there's still no charges. Them, but it also keeps the ball in the air kind of thing. Like, I don't know at what point does Deshaun Watson just wish this away if they try to void his contract.
Well, I think you brought up a good point. And what are the Browns rooting for at this point?
Because well, what, I think
that, that's another
it's one. Easy for, if you're a Browns faithful, if you're sticking with this. I'm standing by Deshaun. I'm excited. All that kind of stuff. Once he gets shut down for a year, it will swing how you feel to some degree. You're not going to be like, they're against us on some level. If he's out for a year, they will turn back quickly, and many already have, to Baker Mayfield. Mm-hmm. I think, I mean, a fun bet to come out of this ugly stuff is, does Baker Mayfield take a snap for the Browns this year? I mean, what are they going to do? Who's going to take that $19 million deal? I guess if you have an injury.
That's a good bet. Who takes the first snap for the Browns this year, Baker Mayfield or Deshaun Watson?
Or Jacoby Brissett is probably he'll take the first one,
but out of those Brissett's taking the first, but out of those two,
well, not if they can lure him back in, but the leverage they have,
I still might take the field.
I know
the leverage they have, the leverage that Colin the Browns have is what always happens, and this is true in all jobs, but is true in pro football. Is like, Bake, you going to no-show us? We have a job. We want you to play it. You're under contract. You don't do it.
Yeah.
Which other of these teams is going to want you? You have no passion for football.
Of course that's
The leverage. But in this case, I think Baker could say, like, come on, Carolina. You really think I should go play for that team given the situation and what they did
Browns,
to me? I don't think anyone's going to resent him as hard as the Browns will push him to do it.
I shouldn't have played for the Browns last year, let alone this year. What are you talking about?
And I still think Baker, like, as much as I was crushing him during the season, I still think he's a viable option as your quarterback. I don't think you're going to win. I don't think you slide him in there, you automatically win in the division or even competing for one.
Right.
But I think he's competent. Like,
they could definitely win the division if they would have just stuck with Baker Mayfield and said, what a warrior, what a performance for him to gut it out with that bad shoulder from week two on. And we had our fits and starts, but it would be unfair to do this to our number one pick, who's brought so much excitement to our football town over the last 3 years. Instead, they go chasing Deshaun Watson, dirty Deshaun Watson, and kick Bake out the door. It's
very
grotesque.
Strange.
If they would have just stuck with Baker, we would be buzzing about them like, they're getting Baker back healthy now. What really did him in was OBJ. That whole thing is what ended up killing
him. Of course,
Baker.
OBJ's father.
The Everybody Hurts video. But what the Browns did, they had their high school sweetheart, and they broke up with her right at prom because the new hot transfer came in, and then the hot transfer got expelled. And now they don't have a date because the girl that they was in love with since ninth grade, for better or for worse, she's grown up.
I think that's true.
For better or for worse.
I can't land on what movie I'm thinking of. It's multiple movies. It's Teen Wolf with Boof when Michael J. Fox is when the good-looking girl decides she likes him, but then she likes the bad guy from the Dragons, but then when he loses, she goes back to Michael J. Fox, and Boof is bummed out, and he's like, no, I'm going to stick with you, Boof. Like, the Browns did
Boof!
The other, they went with the hot girl and stuck with her. It's I can't even think of the guy's name, so I'll just skip. But there are so many movies where that happens, where it's like the ugly boy or girl in high school takes off the glasses and is suddenly beautiful, and people recognize that thing. They should have just stuck with
Grease 2. Yeah.
Grease 2, thank you.
There you go.
I got to figure this one out. I got to land
workshop that one. In the meantime, I will say your quarterback saturation thing takes on new meaning with this masseuse, this new disgusting meaning with this Deshaun.
Steelers got three of them, dude.
Huh? I'm talking about the wetness. Yeah, all right.
What if Mason Rudolph? Oh. Yeah.
That's okay. Hey, let's talk about something
Maybe Mason Rudolph
up.
Is the Browns quarterback. Maybe that could work out for
the
him.
PGA, I guess we have to talk about this. They're now saying this LIV, now this league that's backed by the Saudis, PGA says LIV players no longer are eligible for the tour. That came out this morning. Bryson DeChambeau, Patrick Reed joined.
I'm not going to lie. It's basically like every golfer I've ever heard of, not named
is
Tiger
now League. In this league.
Yeah, is now playing in Saudi Arabia.
Right. So the big question is, what are the majors going to do? Because that's all really that matters, right? Like, Augusta, and do they allow these players in that are in the LIV? Like, I think they will. I know you're dealing with sponsorships and everything else. I don't think they cut them out. What do you think, Shaq? You're all over this. I get why the PGA is portraying the LIV as monsters, but slippery slope, I think.
I always, I say, there are so many examples of people who are super duper rich already, and it's not enough. And I guess, you always see, like, if you have money, you want more money, and billionaires want to become multi-billionaires. And so I guess I am out of my depth because I'm not a billionaire, but,
Well, they want to play fewer tournaments.
Dustin Johnson isn't rich, isn't sufficiently loaded for many generations.
Right.
And by the way, he just married Wayne Gretzky. The best. The he rotten apple Wayne falling Gretzky? Off that tree.
I thought I would have heard that.
What a family. But yeah, exactly. With Janet running the gambling ring. Right. Remember when Wayno threw his own wife under the bus?
I love it.
Like, I wasn't involved. It was her. Ask her about it.
But the difference is they want to make as much money playing in 9 tournaments as they do playing in 30.
Right.
So wouldn't you want to do 20 minutes of a podcast a week if you could make more money?
It's so dirty.
Yeah.
I mean, it's such a direct line. Like the analogy to, NBA is profiting off of China and other people are like, not the same. This is directly from a guy who assassinated a journalist, had him chopped up into little pieces. That's the guy you're dealing with?
I know. I'm
with
you.
What's the right slogan for that?
I know,
come up with we don't
grease too.
The Live Golf Tour. We don't slice.
Yeah.
At least on the course.
Right.
What's the it's
the
so
problem
gross,
is
it's unbelievable.
Everyone's favorite soccer team is run by a Saudi. Like this is not a new thing.
Dude.
I guess like individuals it might be. I don't know. I just feel like you start looking at who's behind the big money, backing your team, backing your favorite player, backing your favorite musician. You'll never watch a sport. You'll never listen to Pearl. Pearl Jam's the worst when you look back at the slave labor charges that they're up against. No, I'm sorry, Spaghetti. I'm not saying. But my point is there's a Jeffrey Epstein out there backing an NIL deal. I can almost be assured of it. And so I don't know how much you want to look into this stuff, but I promise. You look up Valero Texas Open, like Valero scandals, like all the toxic shit they've put in the air over the years. They're being sued. I don't know. I know this is terrible. I know that Saudi and that this
look
is
at the guys
an extreme
in
event.
How about that as the pushback? Look at the guys that have gotten to do it. Mickelson. Who?
Right.
Which guy that you see
I don't
there
know,
are
man.
You going to watch? Are like, oh, I got it. Ricky Fowler.
Bryson and Patrick Reed are pretty it's compelling. I think those are good personalities.
Yeah. Personalities or golfers?
Yeah, well, I think it's
how many
both.
Things that is owned by Saudi Arabia. Like Saudi Arabia got his hands in a lot of different shit, like Twitter, Snapchat, Nintendo, WeWork, Tesla,
right.
the other Tesla, Lucid
That's
Motors.
What I'm saying, you got
Uber, Disney, Facebook.
You're gonna cut all this shit out of your life.
Newcastle United, the soccer team. To your point, maybe even a beer. Newcastle,
right?
That might be a good slogan for him.
Do we know?
Cut that shit. Cut that PGA shit out of your life, like we cut Khashoggi's life out.
Right. Yeah.
Are we sure?
Something like that. I'll workshop that some more.
Is it?
I mean, it's really disgusting. Right. Greg Norman is like, well, everybody makes mistakes. What? Everybody makes mistakes. He that wasn't a mistake.
That
he wanted
that
to happen. He ordered it to happen.
Well, I mean, the idea is like they all don't. They just don't want to go and say, "I'm here for the money." Right.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, that's what I would do. I'm here for the money. Look, it's fucked up everywhere. I'm here for the money.
Right.
That's the way to own it, in my opinion. Like, but first I have a question. Is it Live or LIV?
I heard it today pronounced a couple of times. Live.
Live.
Which I had no
is it
idea.
Live?
Yeah.
The Live Tour.
Live this and
is,
let die.
There's a couple different, there's Super Bowl, LIV. You have Live in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm the club Live.
Yeah.
So I just would like to know one
Liv
way
Tyler.
Or the other.
Yeah.
Right. But. It says, like, this is if the PGA, I feel like, had gotten right and from what I can understand of this, I'm obviously parachuting in. It seems as if the only way, like, because the PGA wasn't paying real taxes, right? They were supposed to be like a charitable organization, so it had an artificial cap, essentially a salary cap on what golfers could earn.
Right.
So, like, in an individual, I mean, in a team sport, it's a little bit easier to justify because it's like, all right, well, you know, it says Cousin Sal's name on the thing. Sure, he can make more money than me. That makes a lot more sense, right? But, like, or it says LeBron James, name on the thing. I'm sitting here. I'm Malik Monk. Makes sense that LeBron's pulling more than me. But if we both have the same shot to win, then why do we have these artificial salary caps? And it seems as if that if the PGA had been willing to give out just to come off of that 501c3 status, we wouldn't have no Saudi Arabian Golf League right now.
The PGA, you're saying the same thing, had 90 years to figure this out. The NCAA had 100 years to figure this out. And now you're going to have some bad dudes backing players and teams and all that shit.
Well, say, listen, Nicklaus is a shitbag. They're not like these are pristine guys that are also the legends of the PGA. This is a different level of thing. And, you know, same thing with owners in the NFL. They're not like they're progressive thought leaders who care about everybody but themselves. I mean, these are, you know, they're billionaire tyrant guys. And but, you know, the USFL, they are a monopoly, but I do think that the PGA, much like the NFL, always wins out with these startup leagues. You can't have a monopoly. All right, take your chances. I think they can. Check, I think they're doing the right thing.
Next week, we're going over the names of these teams. You haven't even seen these teams. Have you looked at them?
No.
I don't know. I mean, the uniforms are out, not out yet, but
for what, the XFL?
No, the LIV or the LIV or the what else? They have team names. These teams are named.
All right, I look forward to that. Don't upset me.
You know what? All right. Yeah, we'll wait. We'll hold it for next week because this isn't going away. Also.
I'm sorry. I flew to Saudi Arabia this summer.
Whoa. That shit is get away far. From me.
I'm just saying that's far, bro. Like that is a long way from home. Mm-hmm. And I know that they're in London right now. So I don't know if are they doing tournaments just all in Europe.
I think
or
they have like
Europe
10 events or something. Yeah. So spread out. What do you think? Because this is a big thing. Do the majors jump on board with these suspensions?
They definitely should.
What I was reading is said they weren't going to, but it seems like I feel you. They should in the idea that it would make a lot of sense to stand out against this league that's being backed by these terrible people.
Yeah,
but isn't the whole point like? Isn't the whole point to get like? Was Bryson DeChambeau to have him on Sunday tied for the lead on
but like you said about Deshaun Watson 5 minutes ago, you take the oxygen away from that guy. That's what you do. I mean, you know, if
then they're all come back.
What do we do without one of the three or four best quarterbacks in the league? Move on quite nicely, as it turns out. Oh, so those guys are too good. How are you going to survive? Just take their oxygen away.
Really
pay them no mind.
I don't have the concept. I don't know if there's people that are – I knew that the draws in golf was Tiger Woods. I don't know if there are people who were like – I don't know if
– These are top 20 players now, all these guys.
But are they people that, like, swing – like, all right, Lamar Jackson is a top 20 player in the NFL probably, but, like, no one's going to tune in to Sunday Night Football because I got to see Lamar play, where there's, like, Brady or Rodgers. Like,
I disagree with that assertion, but I get you.
The overwhelming – you know what I'm saying? Like,
Bryson and Koepka started, rivalry. It was good for golf, and now one of them's going to be suspended. I don't know. It's a big mess over there. We're going to go into team names. That's a little more fun next week. Also fun, learned something about an EP staffer here this week, listening to Lemon Pepper Parlay. Sheck, I'm going to have you guess. How many pairs of jeans does Martin
Weiss? Oh, my God. I was so worried when I saw this on the list. Okay,
jeans.
Good.
Yeah. Don't say anymore. I don't want to sway.
Before I make my guess, I do want to say, related, it is weird what COVID did to jeans. They now no longer exist. If you overinvested in your denim collection,
really?
Now you're stuck.
Oh, because
who wears jeans? Nobody wears blue jeans.
I'm wearing jeans right now. I don't know.
All right.
I'm literally
I'd love the numbers. I don't know how we can figure this out. I guess we could look at new purchases of jeans versus other pants.
Guess Martin's thing. How many?
I've known Chet for like 4 years now.
Tim. Okay.
I mean, so based on you floating this, it is obviously an extreme number. So it's either one It's either zero or one or like over 20. And I'm going to go.
This should have been in the Father's Day, the extra point, prop culture thing.
I'm going to go with the latter. I'm going to go over 20.
Martin?
I don't own and have not owned a single pair of jeans in at least 7 years.
Look who now we agree on fashion. Do you see?
Why?
Jeans
Why?
Are out.
You've owned jeans in 7 years? What are you talking about?
I'm about to say.
I'll never stop wearing jeans.
This is 1,000%
unless. And even if they're made by the Saudis.
How about overalls? Yeah. What about that for you? That'd be, overalls. You've been looking for overalls. New looks. You want new looks. Maybe that could be your thing. Corner the market.
Look, Sal,
how many podcasters do it in overalls?
Go through why you eliminated jeans from your life.
Well, see, Dave, when you gain, you know, 100-something pounds and then you lose 100, you have several opportunities to remake your entire wardrobe. Like I've been a fat man before. You can even see some of the sweatshirts that I wear are still too, like this sweatshirt is probably a little too big, but it's kind of like PTSD from being fat. Like I'm used to ordering things in an extra large. You know, I'll never go medium just because I'd rather be bigger.
But jeans are out.
Yeah, so I blew up.
You can wear it's form-fitting jeans.
But you know what? I said I got fat probably for the second time. I've been fat twice in life. But I got fat again around 2015.
Sal's been fat twice in 2022. And got thin, and
then
he'll get fat again.
Sal can't again. Hold I a promise. Candle to my, like, my weight swings are like, people don't recognize me after the fact. Like, if I went on a binge and gained a ton of weight, 8 months later, you would look back and be like, dang.
So in a way, you're blaming jeans for the weight gain.
No, it's just when I cut all the weight, I just was looking. I tried a pair of jeans on. I was like, "Dude, fuck this."
A few more.
What does that mean? What's the connection?
It just, you know,
whether you're fat or thin, it sounds like you don't like it.
You got to wear a belt. You got to, you know what I'm saying? Especially if you gain a little weight, now your belly is cutting into your belt if your shirt's not tucked in. Then if your shirt is tucked in, you got this whole fucking pouch over.
So you like the Elastiband is what
you know, either
that
getting. Or like, you know, either wear the Elastiband or just, I'll just wear like a pair of chinos or like, you know.
No jeans. Zero.
I
can't imagine going to my closet.
I haven't worn
zero.
A pair of jeans.
Really?
Like blue
you too.
Denim jeans. Mm-hmm. I haven't worn them in literally 3 years. Now.
What is going on here? Scott, what how many? What? Am
now,
I
I'll
the weird
this.
One here?
I'll say this.
This
if
is
I
like everyone's
going,
like, oh, who has COVID?
No,
oh, that, well, they,
no,
they
if I was going
wrong.
To like work
now,
on a farm or something like that or ride a horse or something like
on.
That,
see,
I'm not even being silly.
I mean.
I'm not
this
even
is what
being.
I mean. You are a little bit.
I'm from Louisiana.
Yeah.
I grew up riding horses and all like doing shit like that.
Jeans
I would be wearing
are universal,
jeans for that.
But I will say, I don't even know how this came up on Lemon Pepper Parlor. It was at the very beginning of the podcast. But then you go on to you go on to talk about how you don't have jeans, and then you describe I don't want to look like that, and then he describes me to a T. Like, I don't want to go through life as the guy. Blah 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 blah. I'm like, whoa!
Not as you mentioned,
bowling shirts in the 21st century with denim underneath.
Dave. He is South selling the goddamn God on his truth because I saw him at the FanDuel party.
Sambas.
No, when I saw him and Toby at the FanDuel party, this is exactly how they were dressed. But however, here's the thing though, I'm not a parent and a white man. You know what I'm saying? I'm a 33 year old black guy. I can't. If me and you are wearing the same thing, who do you think looks worse?
I like how he tried to. Pull back the insults. He's like, you're a middle-aged, you're a father, you're a white man.
I resent all three of those. But to me, jeans are like wearing a ball cap. It has nothing to do with how many kids you have or anything. I don't know.
True, fair. But we're going to wear different types of hats. No, I would never.
No, I have that.
We do have this. We do both have this.
You're wearing
hat.
A sweatshirt, Marty. You're wearing a ball cap. That's pretty standard fare.
Yeah.
I am. A pair of sneakers.
All right. Well,
you're wearing oversized shorts, which I will say.
Spaghetti, how many jeans do you own?
I own right now probably five-ish pairs of jeans. I don't really wash them a lot.
Is the dungaree business in trouble?
I think so, legitimately.
Wow. But I wear jeans. I wear jeans. I just don't like to wash them, so I don't need that many.
Yeah.
No, but
that's good.
I'm not a big sport coat button down jeans guy.
You wash your jeans after every wash?
No,
don't. Like everywhere, you can get a few days.
Some people put them in the freezer. Legit, I've had conversations.
What?
Fashion people. Yes, I've talked to wardrobe people, and they're like, you should put your jeans. This is counsel from professional wardrobe people.
Yeah.
They're like, put your jeans in the freezer after you wear them for like 10 times, or otherwise they'll wear out too quickly. Like, really? Wash them only one every 10.
That seems extreme.
Which seems weird to me. You know what else I'm against now that you've opened this can of worms? Grown men wearing shorts.
Just really? Ever?
Not to work out or whatever.
Sopranos? The Dons don't wear shorts?
Nah, if you're going on a, like, if you're going to the ball game and it's going to be sweltering, if you're going to the amusement park.
At the man show, you'd wear shorts.
No, I wouldn't. No, you wouldn't? You didn't see you me just come walking to work around randomly in shorts.
Really?
No, not in my place of business.
I don't. All right, we could.
This is late.
the shorts are a weird one.
I just don't like. This is what I mean. You're cutting off like full. I don't know. It's kind of racist, Shaq.
Well, look at you. Like, and then, and by the way, these aren't even like that in between. Like, I went to the Gap and got myself some appropriate for work shorts, like for casual Friday. Look at these three bums. Are all these 20-something, or I'm sorry, spaghetti, 30-something bums, are not just wearing shorts, but they're wearing their workout, whisk away the sweat shorts. What's right? Come on.
But, Shaq, you're really backing yourself into a corner. No shorts and no jeans. My God. You're really, what are you going to do? You're tough to shop for.
Yeah. Well, listen. Father's Day
coming up.
As we've discussed, if I like an item of clothing, I buy like 3 to 6 of them and just rotate them.
Like this shirt,
as a for instance, I have five. I have five of this like black linen shirt.
All right, that's good.
At least I have respect for myself and my colleagues.
Do you
coming around here wearing my whisk away the sweat shorts? What are you? Are you going to play a Draymond? You're gonna go?
Sorry, I'm Bill.
Dave just has small calves. That's the problem.
I have very nice legs.
Let's get the hell out of this.
That's the shame of my philosophical stance, is because my best feature, aside from my vigorous lovemaking powers, is my great legs.
Look, we've learned about Chek's legs, his lovemaking stance, the Saudis.
I usually don't stand.
Deshaun Watson. We've covered it all, really. Baseball, NBA. Go to prop culture. Yeah, extrapoints.com/arcade. We have some fun there. A reminder to everyone out there, you may feel like underdogs, but please remember, you're all my favorites.